Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me everything. The night they have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Yeah. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Tell it to every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Good everybody, welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. Yes, yes, yes. What's happening, Mo?
What's up, people? What's up, Black? Ready for another exciting show? You know what I'm saying? Come to
I just chill. Shout out to our top five.
Yeah.
Our top five. United States, Canada. United States, UK, Canada. Gosh, you know what? Sorry. United States, UK, Canada, Mexico, and Australia.
Shout out to y'all out there across the ponds and whatnot. You know, listening to us.
I was like freestyling off the top of my head, like, yeah, it's something like this. Yeah, you know. Something like that. So, man, so I got a couple of a couple
announcements?
Of announcements.
I'm gonna help you through this. What's up? Go ahead.
Right, like I've been working on my lines right all week long, and so my listen.
Okay, I'm here.
Me
for
remembering, you know, certain like lines, you know, it's crazy,
yeah.
And then like my speech is crazy right now, so. Anyways, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm just kind of tongue-tied and twisted and la-da-da-da-da, okay?
Yeah.
So my week was, you know, awesome. I mean, what more can you do? We still are not on full lockdown, but we do have a curfew at 9 p.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people aren't even, you know, even entertaining the 9 p.m., and I'm actually proud of us, you know, for just saying, look, let's just stay in the house, you know, like,
yeah.
Forget it, we're not even going to, you know, go out for the most part.
Nothing's
so,
open anyway.
Of course, me, I've been in the house working on some things. I had an interview last night on the comedian Tight Mike, he has a YouTube page. It's called Tight Mike Comedy, and that's TIGHTMIKE Comedy, and it's on YouTube. So he just started that. Mike is a very old friend of mine out of Florida. He's been in the comedy scene for a very long time doing his thing, and he's just trying new things, you know, as everyone is right now with the coronavirus and so on and so forth. So
find your hustle.
Yeah, we did a live interview last night. It was amazing. He's a very cool guy. We may get into something on a weekly basis. I will keep you guys updated with that. And it's just, you know, it's nothing long. It's like 30 minutes. And, you know, he's in the comedy, so, of course, it's going to be some funny, you know, through the whole thing. I enjoyed myself. You can go to his YouTube page as well. I mean, his Instagram page where we did the interview, because I think that the interview is on his live, if I'm not mistaken. The interview would be on his live because it's not going to show up in mine, yeah? And let's see here. Let me tell you guys, because I definitely, yeah, Tight Mike Comedy on Instagram as well. I love to give everyone their accolades. I thank them very much for having me on. You know, I got to communicate with a couple of, you know, good people. You know, he had some of his friends like Rodney Perry. You remember Rodney Perry from the Monique Show? He came through, and a couple people from the radio show and a couple other folks. So it wasn't a bad situation. I'm very appreciative for it and the exposure. Let's see. I had another interview at the beginning of the week, but it didn't go through because it was like one day that Instagram was having issues or something like that. So we didn't do that live one. We're going to reschedule it. And I haven't spoken with them about when it's going to be rescheduled, but, of course, you know, I'll let you people know when. Let's see. Yeah, and that's about it. Just working and, you know, trying to stay focused and stay in gear with what it is that I'm doing. So, Mo, how was your week?
My week was, my week was all right. You know, like I said, it was the passing of my pops, you know, but he was cremated. So, you know, I kind of mourned that. I didn't go back to Ohio for the simple fact that I didn't want to risk it. There's a lot of stuff going on, and kind of want to just remember my pops for the way he was. You know, and then it was just basically right now I'm using this time to really just organize and strategize. So just doing a lot of cleaning, getting a lot of the out with the old and with the new, you know what I'm saying? So that's really been about it, man. Me and my wife, we just on that quarantine
chill. We don't
have
long
week
reviews now that we all stuck in the house. So. Move, how was your week?
Nigga says, gotta spray your house down with lights on, nigga. What you talking about? Clean
yeah,
house. Yeah. Spray it with lights on and bleach, goddamn it. Anyway, man, my fucking week, man, look. Man, they dropping like flies out here. Everybody tested positive. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, like, damn, but boy, you look like you got it. So as you said that nigga got it. Like, goddamn. Yeah, man.
I think it's those tests, man. I said it last week. I'm gonna say it again. I think it's those tests. But go ahead.
No, no, It's not the test. It's the people. Because, like, everybody that's catching it, either they dying or they damn near dying. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going on in Atlanta. But out here, nigga, they dropping out like flies, like I said.
Yeah,
I'm not
Louisiana
saying that's a fucking joke.
Recently,
I'm saying
right?
it like, yeah, I'm saying it like, all right, when a motherfucker look like he got it, then yeah, next thing you know, he's in the emergency room. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
I got it went from knowing somebody who knew somebody who had it to knowing somebody who got it. And they being relatives and they being friends. And then next thing you know, you got five people that die in one fucking week. And they all close ass friends. And then next thing you know, you got
damn.
You got people, grandmas that got it. And then people that you grew up with, they got it. Then they fucked around and they died Thursday. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, no.
Oh, this was in the last week? Damn.
No, that was just this week. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
wow.
They acting ass out here. And then, you know, New Orleans is New Orleans, so we want to throw a fucking second line. It don't matter. So, motherfucker tried to throw a second line yesterday. They had to call the police. Bitch, you tripping. The second line was a repass. You see what I'm saying? A repass is a party you throw when somebody died. So, like, here it is. They done died, and you throw a fucking party. You trying to get everybody else sick, too.
Right.
Yeah,
that's just, that, nigga, that's how they coming. That's how they coming.
Boost your immune system up, people. What else is going on in your week?
Man, other than these motherfuckers dropping out like flies and seeing Halle Berry, bitch ass, you know what I'm saying, feminize her fucking son. See, I remember
when
Halle Berry lost custody of her first set of kids to the white boy. I was like, damn.
Wait, we ain't getting the topic yet. We're not getting the topic yet.
Huh?
We're not getting in the topic.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Well, fuck. Anyway, so my week consists of not fucking because I had quarantined my fucking house.
Good job.
I had quarantined my house because, like, now they didn't change the rules. They didn't change the rules out here as far as if you know somebody, you're supposed to be, if you know somebody, if you work with somebody that tests positive, right, you're supposed to get tested. And you're supposed to quarantine yourself until your test results come back. That's how it was supposed to be. No, they're not doing it out here like that. Not for essential personnel. Once they realize that, how can I put this? Once they realize that particular stipulation would cause the entire government to shut down. Like, now they went from, like, hey, if a motherfucker you work with gets sick, you got to quarantine yourself till you get tested, to, like, hey, this is how this works. We don't have enough fucking tests anyway. So if you don't feel sick, still come to work. And that's how the shit is getting spread around. Because, like, they got so many people that's asymptomatic, they ain't got no fucking symptoms, but they contagious as hell. So I had to send everybody away. I ain't catching that all week. I'm mad as a motherfucker.
Hey, how is your baby mother that's pregnant now? Because you're on the 12th one, and the last one is pregnant now, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately for her, her old lady had to go get tested today, right? Because she thinks she got it. The girlfriend had to get tested because she thinks she got it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Her fucking mama and her stepdaddy, they had to call the ambulance today because
shit.
The grandma got it. Now they got the fucking symptoms. All this shit happened this week. And the conversation I'm having about the fucking old lady and the grandma and the fucking mama and shit, that shit happened today just a few hours ago.
Damn, man. I'm, you know, I'm
so,
tight,
like, now
we're
trying to figure out, where. Cause I ain't paying for a hotel, man. Fuck that shit. But now we're trying to figure out where the pregnant girl gonna be fucking sleeping for the next few days. But her stupid ass talking about she don't want to leave the house over there. Like, bitch, they sick. They got it. Even if the fucking test results didn't come back, everybody around them got it.
Man, well, prayers go out
to
you, man.
Yeah, I think
man.
It's more airborne than what they're saying, anyways.
It.
But, okay, so.
Damn.
One announcement, as I told you guys,
that.
I had an announcement. One announcement, and then we're going to jump into the topic and then the world famous chop up. Mo, I've been mentioning you in a couple of stories on IG. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've been peeping that. Yeah, it's a lot of
okay,
crazy.
Cool. So I was just adding flame to your segment because just when I'd be like, okay, he'd be like, yeah, you got much to talk about. So not saying that you got to cover all of them. I just kind of mention you on something that I see that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
But you remember him, too. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Not to cut y'all off, but I have a BlackBerry, so I can't look at Instagram. Thanks for hurting myself.
You are so childish. I laughed so freaking hard last night when I seen
that.
I was like,
hey,
you get on my nerves.
You seen that screenshot I sent you?
I don't even know if I seen a screenshot because you know I was going right into the interview, yeah? So I was just saying, hey, XYZ.
But that's what I see when I type in a motherfucking Instagram.com, you know what I'm saying, and put in a fucking somebody name. Yeah, I don't get to see nothing. Nothing. I have a BlackBerry.
You need to not have a BlackBerry at this.
I'm keeping my BlackBerry till it die, and then after that, I'm going to the iPhone. But continue your story. Tell everybody about Instagram.
Shout out to the iPhone.
Y'all kiss my ass.
Shout out to the iPhone, man.
Okay, so, yeah, like, but, no, you know, the world-famous chop-up is your segment. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I just kind of let you, you know, decide. I'm not saying look at this or look at that. That's your thing, right? Because most of the time I do all the talking anyway, so that's my relaxed time. Anywho. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Threw me off. All right, so I was looking at numbers, you know, for the radio show, and, like, we have people that tune in when we talk about, you know, stuff like this and what's going on in society. But I do remember, like, when we first started out the show, we used to talk about all types of sex topics, sex-related things, so on and so forth.
Yes.
So we're getting back into that, okay? So we're going to do less of the, you know, what's going on type in the world topics. I remember Mo and I had a conversation a couple of years ago in reference to, you know, attacking topics that are going on in the world today. And I remember this conversation because I was like, yeah, but we're different. You know, everybody else is doing that. We don't do that. And so I do notice that, you know, when we do that, of course we have listeners, but our listeners are nowhere near, you know what I'm saying? They almost triple when we talk about our sex topics and so on and so forth, which is what the show was founded on, just real talk, open, uncut. So for the month of April and probably going beyond, if we have a topic through the month, it'll be only one show in the month that we will have about what's going on in the world. So we'll probably take all of the topics from the weeks prior and maybe, like, do the last show in the last week in the month because we're doing this show. So we're not going to do another, you know, what's going on in the world show for a couple, 3 weeks. So probably the last week in April we'll touch on, you know, one show and talk about everything that went on and give our opinion on it. Everything else, we're going back to what we were founded on, real adult X-rated conversation, because those shows are almost triple in numbers when we have those conversations. So I hear you guys. I'm paying attention. I don't want you guys to think that I'm not paying attention. So we're going to get back into the core value of things. And sometimes you just kind of get tired and you don't have any topics, but also it's not just me, it's also Mo. So I have to be considerate, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, his ideas as well. So I see you guys. I hear you, and we'll realign that. So,
up until last week, I was fucking, so I'm ready. Fuck.
Mo and Smooth, all of the topics going forward, they need to be, you know, just either X-rated or, you know, either rated R, X-rated, or triple X-rated type conversation. So we're going to try to find our balance back. Which is what we were founded upon. You know, we'll still have our world-famous chop-up in the show that we can, you know, cover news events and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to put
that
out there for you guys.
I've been watching YouTube, man.
Now, tonight's topic
no
is going to be brought
pussy
to you guys by I'll just deal with him when he come back on because you kept talking and I was talking. Okay, so tonight's topic is brought to you. We're going to do something a little bit different. Smooth actually chose this topic tonight. So, of course, he's going to come back in and do his 1 to 2 minutes of "She muted me," and then he's going to be able to dive into this topic. this is something that Smooth picked out, and I feel like it was super amazing, and it's something that we should actually be able to address. So Smooth is going to lead the narrative for this conversation, and then we're going to jump in from there, okay?
This nigga muted me. What the fuck? So let me get this straight. Nigga mute me, and then tell me I'm going to read a fucking narrative? Nigga, you muted me. I was talking
90
about
more seconds.
I was talking about the quarantine pussy that I seen on YouTube from Instagram.
I was trying to lead into the next segment so we both can't talk. But anyways, this is such a great topic, and I think I feel like it hits home because, you know, as we said, Smooth has 12 children. So, you know, this was something that was very big for him when he sent it to me this week.
Okay. So I'm unmuted now. I can talk. Thanks, Black. You're so sweet. Fucking FBI agent. Yeah, man. Like I was saying before, I really fucking interrupted the first damn time when I want to talk about it. You're talking about we ain't going to talk about it now. Then I'm going to talk about the pussy. All right, well, fine. Anyway, what we were talking about was motherfucking Halle Berry and her crazy ass. I remember when the bitch first lost the chair to the white boy. I'm like, damn, bro, what the fuck did you do for the courts to give all your kids away? And then she lost custody to her second set of kids. I'm like, damn, bitch, what did you do to lose custody, full fucking custody of all your fucking children? And here it is, quarantine time. This bitch got her fucking black son wearing her white-ass, high-heel-ass boots, shimmying up the motherfucking stairs like it's cute. So the question today, seeing that, you know what I'm saying, we were supposed to be making men fucking men again, why is it all of a sudden it's okay? It's commendable for black females to feminize the black fucking man. So we don't want sons no more, we just want fucking daughters? Is that the new narrative? Is that the new narrative? We got Dwayne Wade out here. Is it Dwayne Wade? It's Dwayne Wade, huh?
Yeah.
Is it Dwayne Wade with the son who playing a girl?
Yeah.
All right, okay, cool. We got Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, because Gabrielle Union, she the one pushing the shit. Like, yeah, I'm for it. Yeah, woohoo! We got a daughter. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure we do. You got a fucking man in training, bitch. Stop playing with me. Halle Berry, dog. Halle Berry used to be so fucking sexy. She used to be so sexy until I see her do that to her fucking son. So the question is why is it okay for us to allow this shit to keep happening? Why is it okay for us not to chastise these motherfuckers? We don't have enough black men out here. Fuck the fact we don't have enough black population in the United States. We don't have enough black fucking men. Period. We already outnumbered. But now you're saying the black fucking man needs to become a broad. Yeah, go on. Go on, put this fucking thong on, young nigga. Man. Well, if I was ever see Halle Berry, I'd bat the piss out of stupid head. Fuck wrong with you, girl. You used to know better, but now you don't. Gabrielle Union, you used to know better. Now all of a sudden you don't. Yeah, that's the only thing I want to say right now. Go on and finish it off, since I was muted. My feelings hurt.
I feel like, you know, my standpoint on this is I feel like everybody's trying to fit in. So most people, you have to understand that most people are lost souls. They're not leaders by nature, okay? It's only a certain percentage of people that's leaders, and I'm not going to say well under, because I actually haven't looked at the statistic lately, but I know it's like a 20-80. So with that being said, with society being led with an agenda for homosexuality, you know, via women and men. You know, the people, even the people that you look up to so much that have these millions, that doesn't make them leaders because they have millions. That just, you just start to see that they're actually followers, that they're trying to be seen, they're trying to be heard for so long. This is Gabrielle's first relationship that she has really had that was ultimately open, that she has owned. She's probably never been in the spotlight as much, even though she was a great movie actress. She is a great movie actress. She held her own. She was stern. Like D-Wade has changed Gabrielle's life because she was always beautiful and had a lot going on, but she didn't have anybody. So, you know, you're kind of lost in the sauce. Halle Berry, we already knew she was all. And that's why she wasn't casted as much in Hollywood anymore. You know, it's a lot of things going on with Halle Berry, and her mental stability is at hand. But it has to be called out more and more, because more and more women are doing it, thinking that it's cool because that's what society is doing. Now, keeping in mind that, you know, before this, you know, agenda became, you know, what it is, you got to think. You know, even when we were growing up, I mean, I remember, like, my little cousin, and he's married with kids, no form of being gay. But, you know, we all at home, and he might come in there with my auntie's shoes on. Of course, she's going to correct him because she's a grown black, she's a grown black goddess. Take my shoes off. We're going to laugh at it. But she's going to correct him and say, take my shoes off. It's not funny. And guess what? He grew up understanding that wearing women's clothes, wearing women's shoes, and wearing makeup is not acceptable. He was able to be guided in the right direction to have a family with children and be the ultimate dad that he is supposed to be today. So it all goes down to, you know, this thing, that this Bible thing that they brainwashed you people with. You know, nothing that they said was, you know, that nothing that they said he did was able to be found. But keep in mind that, you know, they take a lot of what goes on and what we already know, and people say, yeah, the Bible was right. Well, because spirituality is correct. You know, the whole form of spirituality. So in this Bible that you guys love so much, it says train a child in the way that he or she should go, and they should not depart from it. So if you're training your child up to be a homophobe, a gay girl or a gay guy or a cross-dresser, then guess what's going to happen? You know, that's train a child up the way she or she should go. So you can't really come and tell me about your Bible and your Jesus and your all of this stuff when you're not following, you know, the commandments in this thing yourself. You're not following the scripture, the word itself. It's absolutely nuts that these people do it. And it's absolutely nuts that people go off on a tangent when they do see things like this and make it of an issue, right? So. You know, it's one of those things that you gotta be on your own shit. And I'm saying this because I was just watching David Chappelle's newest comedy stand up. And he touched on the fact that, you know, it was Kevin Hart's dream to host the Oscars. He made a tweet, 4 tweets years before, saying if his son was gay, you know, he would break the dollhouse over his head. Clearly bad joke. But you know, they
That was serious. And I commend the man for making the statement.
Right. I'm not saying Kevin's wrong. But the joke part came in is you would have to buy the dollhouse in order to break it over his head. Okay?
Exactly.
But that's David Chappelle explained it in his series. And I see why they hated David Chappelle. I absolutely love him. But the whole point is that it was Kevin Hart's dream to host the Oscars. And he did not host them, and then he went on a rampage of apologizing to these people. And it's just that way, like, you know, you have to go on this whole stint to prove to some people that don't matter to you about something you say about your child that you created. But as David Chappelle said, the people that are behind this are the gay white people, are the white people, because they are mainly gay and they want to normalize what the fuck it is that they're doing. This shit is not normal. It is not okay. But since the white folks are behind it pushing it because they want to see normalized, you can't speak against it. You can't say anything against it. Well, motherfuck you bitches, okay? I'm on a freaking a worldwide internet show with people from over 30 countries tuning in. Listen, I'm not playing that fuck shit in my house. I don't give a fuck if you like it or the fuck not, okay? You fuckers wait until somebody get on their A-game and then call yourself the cancel society. Listen, I get my own money. I do what the fuck I do. I can give a fuck. That's why I don't plan nothing that you bitches got to come to. Because you can't control my destiny and my flow. If I don't want my child to grow up to be a grown-ass woman, and he came out as a man, listen, I had that child. I carried him. I created him. My spirituality. Yeah, he has everything of me flowing through my veins. I don't give a fuck what your sweet ass got to say about what the fuck is mine. And if we have more people standing the fuck up, they tried Lil Duval. Guess what Lil Duval did? Lil Duval shut the fuck up. He did not apologize not one damn time. He wrote it out for a couple months. They canceled his little TV show. Oh, well, you canceled the TV show. Lil Duval came back and has been dropping hit after number one hit after hit after hit since then. Still living in his own zone, still doing his own vibe. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to take a TV show, but what he got from that is greater. We need more examples like Lil Duval. We need more examples like David Chappelle. We need more examples like the people that are actually going to stand up against these people. You're not apologizing for what the fuck you got to say. Stop being so goddamn sensitive. Maybe if you motherfuckers stop being so sensitive, then your kids would stop blowing shit up. And maybe if you wasn't so sensitive, then your kids wouldn't be sensitive and they wouldn't hang themselves. I'm just saying what the fuck it is.
So
that sensitive shit is being played the fuck out, and you cannot.
The example you gave us was Dave Chappelle, Lil Duval, right? But the problem here, right, is at the end of the day, the first line of defense is the parent. But
that's
it's
right.
The black female that's been going on lately that's been promoting this shit. So when are we going to start chastising the fucking mom?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need more examples like this. These bitches just showing us that they followers are not leaders. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole new world order coming along. Why do you think we sitting down and we fucked up right now? It's a whole new adjustment and alignment because too many people are on this fucking train. You are on this destruction train. So, therefore, all of this shit that's happening right now is getting our freaking attention. This is a fucking no-no. So, if you bitches don't want a man, you bitches want to be stronger than the man in your fucking life. You want to be the voice. You want to be stronger than him, and you don't want to listen to him, and it's how you say when you say. Guess what? It's a whole new change that's coming about. Because I don't know what to do with these bitches. First of all, you're weak as fuck if you pushing this shit. Second of all, You're a follower, not a fucking leader, and we need more leaders than followers. But guess what? It's nothing that we can do because you are what you are. These bitches are in their 40s and fucking 50s. Bitch, you ain't been a leader. You ain't about to be a leader. Bottom line, I don't care how much more money you have than me. That doesn't make you any better. I mean, come on. Let's look at a lot of things that's going on. I don't know, these bitches just weak, bruh. They just weak. And you will never see me with my children portraying them in anything that's made for a woman. What's made for a woman is that of a woman, period.com. That's just that. So if they can't lead with the platform that they have, people like me, they try to not allow my platform to be big so people won't listen to folks like me, but to folks like them. And I will never change who I am. I'll continue to be me. And I'm going to get there regardless if you want me to or not, because what's for me is for me. But that's just not, it's not going to happen. Women, if you are out here, you're listening to my voice. Stop doing this shit. It's not normal. God don't make mistakes, and you are religion in any type of way, and you understand this. If you understand this, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Christian, whatever it is that you are, and you can sit and pray on a Saturday or a Sunday, you say God don't make mistakes, then you would know damn well that God wants you to have a boy, it should be a boy. If he wants you to have a girl, it should be a girl. Don't start normalizing this fuck shit in your household. Period. If they picking this shit up from somewhere, change their friends. Monitor what they watch on TV. Monitor what they watching on their fucking phone. Listen, on my kid's tablet, I got all kind of shit blocked. I bet you won't see that shit. I got all kind of stuff blocked. And it goes to their TV as well. What we're not going to do is play no games with these folks and these agendas. So, ladies, I challenge you to stand up. It's not about letting your child be free. And, nigga, we couldn't be free. The fuck? We couldn't even ask for nothing in the store. We getting popped. So when the fuck did it become okay for your child to want to look like you that's not like you and you're, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Billy, it's okay to be a girl. I understand how you feel. You people are the demise of human society. You people are the demise. Stop. One at a time. Stop. Mo, what's your take?
So my take was, and I was falling back because I thought, you know, in the last couple of shows we kind of was talking over each other, so I just wanted to kind of let everybody say their piece before I said mine. So, yeah, I've been saying this from jump. You know, I said this when the D. Wade son at 12 years old was talking about being a girl, you know? So I definitely concur with everything you said. I was just, you know, kicking back and listening because I totally agree. Like, this whole, oh, man, yeah, so my wife, you know, I told you we quarantining and chilling. She just showed me how the video of Halle Berry showing her son, because I didn't see the video of walking up the stairs with her shoes on. Yeah, I think that's some bullshit. And that's where it comes from, the father. Where's the father? I would have fucking, I don't advocate, like, you know, violence or nothing like that, but I would have had something to say about that. Like, and then you posted it, so that just shows how weak the father is to me, because that shit would not go down in my household, and I'm gonna check the shit out of it. If I was, you know, with Halle Berry, like, how the hell are you gonna put that up on social media? You know what I'm saying? For everybody to see, like, that shit is cool. You know, that's the thing with social media too. Things that should be private, people just putting it up. You know what I'm saying? And it can go both ways, you know. It's enjoyable at sometimes, but sometimes it can go too far. And I just think that was definitely too far. And I've been on the whole bandwagon of just, you know, make men again and be masculine. You know what I'm saying? So I make it a point to show my masculinity sometimes, especially when I feel like I'm in a place where just too much feminine energy by other guys. You know what I'm saying? I make a scene to be fucking masculine, like, just to fucking balance that shit back the fuck out. So, you know, that's how I feel. That's my take.
I mean, you know, and this is going to sound a little rough, a little bit rough. So in this society, right, they ease this sensitive shit on us, you know. They made it a problem to do any and everything that you did, right? They dehumanized us. You can't bully. You know, bullying actually started with cracking jokes. And because they had already made these people so sensitive, you know, let's take praying out of the school, let's take this out of that. They don't understand how to take a joke, you know. They cracked on me, you know, in school. They cracked on, you know, everybody in school, and that wasn't bullying then, that was just joning. That was busting your ass. It was what it was, you know. This society that we live in today has been made to be so fucking weak, right? So now, you know, you really can't. What's it? Okay, as a man, when you have a child with a woman, you should be able to correct her. But you yell at her, they go on the social media, oh my God, I'm so hurt, he yelled at me, it's verbal abuse. Listen, let me tell you something. If I didn't have listen, I don't live for social media. That's why a lot of shit I stop putting on social media, whether it comes from me, my baby daddy, whoever the fuck. But as a man, you have the right to motherfucking straighten the woman that you got a child with. That shit ain't for the universe. That shit ain't for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? But the universe empowers you that when you become connected via the soul because you have a child with this person. This shit ain't for show. Like, fellas, you got to step up on these bitches. And I call them bitches for a reason. You got to step up on these bitches, man. Like, look at the situations where this shit is coming from. This shit is not coming from normal women. And I'm pretty sure that there are some normal women out there. I just have not seen any normal women. And what I mean by that, check me out. Real talk. Real fucking talk. Look at Gabrielle. She couldn't even have a child. She couldn't hold a child. No, I'm not motherfucking bullying Gabrielle. Bitch, that's the facts. You put it out there for us. Okay? Bullying you is nanny boo-boo. No, you put this shit out. You can't even have a fucking child yourself. You had to go through a surrogate to get a child. You missed the whole message in calling, and now we see why the universe didn't bless you with a child normally. Because now you out here campaigning for somebody completely other child to be a normal. Look at Halle Berry. Yeah, she was blessed to be able to have these kids, but guess what? Them white men made her crazy. Halle Berry didn't deal with black men for real. I mean, she dated some, but these men that she had children from, they white. They white. And you got to pay them child support. And you got to cut the check. Like, these white men coming after a check. You know what I'm saying? They come in to get the check. They make this motherfucker batshit crazy, and then she just come out and be like, yeah, she's crazy. She's been that way. Them motherfuckers could have been poisoning her. Them motherfuckers could be doing anything in the world to that goddamn lady, and because they white men, it's never going to be the narrative. It's never going to be the narrative that they did anything to her or she automatically become crazy. Holly Bear's not there. She's not there all the way. Okay, that's been proven. So, well, so-called proven. So, with that being said, this is coming from two people that aren't normal themselves. Man, when you look at this whole thing, it goes all the way back to Malcolm X. Even when they were after Malcolm X, and Malcolm X was going to the media, and he was going to the police saying, hey, somebody after me, they trying to kill me, and I think this is who it is, and da-da-da, da-da-da. Okay, the government had him under surveillance 24 hours a day already as it is. So he claims they made him look crazy. They made him look crazy, but he wasn't crazy. He knew what was going on, but because it was from white people, that's how they played the game. And then they turned around and they charged two Muslim brothers with his death, but all in all, you got to understand that the white folks had a hand in that. They had a hand in it. So understand, no matter what goes on, they're going to always have a hand in this, hence the agenda. And they're going to hide their hand. And because it's people like me that's too scared to speak up and speak out against it, because you don't want to deal with the black backlash, that's how they do you. If you speak out against them, then guess what? We coming for the cancel society. Bitch, I don't have to like you, motherfucker. Fuck, I got to like a grown-ass man that like to suck dick for. Kiss my ass. Fuck, I gotta like a bitch that motherfucker like a bitch for. I ain't gotta like you. I ain't gotta bully you, but I ain't gotta like you. And so, therefore, we have been fucking, we can't talk about it, so we can't actually try to make this shit right again. You just got to be in the forefront and make it seem like it's okay, because people really don't want their bag stopped. But if all of us stood in unity, all of the people that really are against it and stood in unity and went hard, goddamn it, we going to make a change. We will overthrow them. See, it ain't enough of us speaking up at once. It'll be one at a time, two at a time, and then they go and they make an example, but it's not enough of us speaking up at once. You're not going to overturn them with just one person going to test the water. We all got to test the water at the same time. We all got to get these women on board. So if Child Protective Service, you go and you pop your child, they coming to take your child from you. For all these women out here with these children under a certain age and you letting them walk around with boys walking around with female shit, Child Protective Services need to take your child and protect your child from you, bitch. Fuck if you pop your child and all this shit here. Your child is 3, bitch, and you got him in a ballerina dress. Bitch, you need help. This shit be sensitive to me. I have boys. If they grow up to be gay, then they grow up at whatever time to be gay. But they ain't finna be in my motherfucking house at no 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, painted nails, all this fuck-ass shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. How can you raise a child as a girl and then expect them to even want to know what it is like to be a boy? It is a boy. You raise them as a boy. You put boy colors. It's neutral gender. Gender neutral. Man, suck my gender neutral pussy hole. I don't have positive language for this show tonight. So it's listed as X-rated because I knew how I would feel. Like, y'all got to stop this shit. We have to lead by example as a unit. Fuck these people, man. Dehumanizing these boys. Population control. Y'all talk about Bill Gates and how he went over to India and fucked them kids up in India and how he go to Africa and fucked them people up in Africa. Bill Gates is the biggest hoax ever. Y'all, Bill Gates created this. Bill Gates created that. Show me one white man that created anything and I'll show you a fucking lie. Them white men don't create shit or develop shit. They go buy a bunch of small-ass fucking companies and slap their name on it and make you tell them and sell them your goddamn patents and they become rich off of somebody else fucking success. If y'all still letting Bill Gates shoot y'all fucking medicine and vaccines and shit, you goddamn out of your rabbit ass mind. But anyways, I forgot my goddamn point that I was making. But what was I saying? Cause I'm just really pissed at these bitches out here, dog. Like,
I mean,
y'all, we worshiping the wrong people, huh?
I said, I heard what you were saying.
They worship the wrong people, man. They do too much, and you put your trust in all these folks. But at the end of the day, put your trust in your child, man. That child ain't asked to be here. You ain't got to fit in with everybody, man. You ain't got to fit in with everybody. You got to do what you got to do. I forgot the point that I was making. Maybe I'll remember it later. But, Mo, you been super quiet, Mo. What's up?
Man, hey.
I'm here. Let me ask
y'all a question. Okay. Because seeing that I brought this topic up and all the good shit, you know what I'm saying? We can always come back to it. But right now, I need to ask y'all a very serious question. Because, you know, I
know this motherfucker not getting off the topic, and he said something about staying on topic.
Yeah, hey, you already muted me, so this is how this works. So I don't have Instagram, right? But I went on YouTube, right? And apparently, Lil Boosie was doing quarantine titty day, quarantine pussy day, right?
Dope.
Yep. So I'm on YouTube watching pussy on YouTube and titties. Is that an everyday thing?
Okay.
No, because now they told him he can't put no more nudity on his page or they're going to shut it down.
But it was normal before?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, let me explain. I mean, I could say that for the chopper, but unless you just want to get into it now, I was going to talk about
it. No, save it for the chopper because we was on conversation, so we not going
to
do that when he talked bad
shit to
me.
I really wanted to get that out there.
Okay, well, yeah, you and Mo can talk about that in the chop-up because I'm pretty sure Mo had that in the chop-up already. Put your pussy on live, I'll give you $1,000. Okay. Mo. Yeah, like you got real quiet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Nah, you're not wrong. Everything you're saying is factual. You know, like as far as that, I mean, the whole Bill Gates thing, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about stuff that I don't know about. You know what I'm saying? But if you know
something
about that,
yeah, he on trial right now. It's in the media.
yeah, like I said, so I haven't followed that, so I'm not going to speak on that until I know, you know, I can see it from my perspective. But, you know, everything you're saying, like, I've been preaching this. Like, every time we have a topic that's similar to this or just something that comes up, like when Dwayne Wade's son was in the news, you know, a few weeks back or whatever, I bring it to the attention. And, like, I constantly say, like, that's why, like, I'm making my business to be as masculine as I want to be now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because this is too much. Like I said, I went to a I'm learning shit that I don't even want to know a fucking about as far as this gay stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. Like I'm gonna tell y'all a story. I went to, you know, with my broker company, with my real estate office, we had this like sip and paint situation, right? Well, you know, you can sip and paint, and, you know. So I made my Picasso piece. It's up on my IG page. Check it out. It's like some space shit. But anyway, at the thing, I'm sitting next to this one dude, and, you know, I guess he's a new real estate agent, and he was flaming. I'm talking about just gay for just gay just to be gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, God damn, turn your gay shit down. Like, I'm right next to you. So anyway, you know, he just frolicking and prancing and talking to this other gay. I mean, it was just so much. I was like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So he telling me, like, he was talking to the females. He wasn't talking to me. I'm just so close. I hear the conversation. But he was talking about he's a gold star gay, and he's a black dude, too. I'm like, what the fuck? Sitting next to another white gay dude. I mean, you know, they're gay, though, gay together. But anyway, he was talking about he's a gold star gay. Not somebody that's never even, I guess, I didn't know it was a fucking term. It was like somebody that's never even been with a woman at all. They just always just been with some dudes and shit like that. So what I'm just trying to say is it's been so normalized. And then just on TV, commercials and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I was just seeing it too often. And like, even in the cartoons, it's been penetrated. So, and look, it's survival of the fittest out here. Does bullying shit get out of hand? But at the same time, that shit kept you on your toes. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up or whatever, you know, you had cats, you know what I'm saying? And they might try to test you, but you just had to, you had to fight it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to just fucking fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to just throw some hands. You know what I'm saying? But that made you tough. Even if you lost, whatever, that made you tough. Right? And that's just being, like, just taken out. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's why I always like the L.A. gang culture to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I'm you know, like, for real, that shit, like, is a brotherhood. You know, that shit is a street fraternity. You know what I'm saying? And
Mo,
like,
Mo lost me when the cartoon got penetrated.
What'd you say? When the cartoon got penetrated? What?
Yeah. Mo lost me when the cartoon got penetrated.
You saying I lost you when the cartoons got penetrated? I didn't penetrate no cartoons. What you talking about?
Nah, when you said it, like, when they penetrating the cartoons, you lost me right there.
Oh, I said that by mistake. Well, you know what I mean by penetrate, you know, even in the cartoons now, you know what I'm saying? From my childhood, it was, you know, you had your boy cartoons, and that shit made you tough. Or just showed you how to be a guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, He-Man, I came up in the 80s, so He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, you know, all that shit was just G shit. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't watching no fucking Care Bears or whatever other shit that the fuck was for the female. You had your girl cartoons, you had your guy cartoons. If I caught somebody and my cousins or something watching a girl cartoon, I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? You know what I'm saying? And we'll wrestle or some shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's the shit. It just seemed like it's taken out of it. So, you know, I don't have any kids. I got a nephew, but I mean, he gets too big now. He's like 16, so I can't, like, just wrap him up like I used to. But, you know, I just keep him on his toes. Even when he was just a little shorty, I just, you know, he might be walking across the room or something. I'll just freaking grab him up real quick and just test him real quick. You know, see where he at. You know what I'm saying? So that's stuff to me, the masculinity part. You know what I'm saying? I'm always keeping masculine. So any little dudes that's around me, I'm a show him what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's just my character. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I was brought up, so, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, so I'm going to keep it going. So, I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
What's up? All right, that's what's up. Well, I know that you and the Dick Slayer,
yeah.
Slinger, is ready to get into the world famous chop up. Guys, make sure follow, check out my website, and that's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can find all of my social medias right there on the website itself. Check me out, check me out. But yeah, Mo, go ahead and take it in.
No, wait, hold on before you do that, Black. I'm gonna be honest. This is how I get down. Like, if it's a topic that you tag me in, and if I'm not really feeling it, I'm not gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that's what I said at the beginning. I said you don't have to.
But if you like it, you know what I'm saying, and you want to talk about it, and I got some thoughts on it, then yeah, I'll give my thoughts. So I was gonna say, I mean, because you did tag me in a few things. I mean, before I get into my chop up, let me just ask you.
No, I wasn't even paying attention to what I tagged you in. It was probably something funny or something to talk about. So, no, not really. If you got, whatever one you want to jump on, then, you know, if I got something to say, I'll jump in. But, you know, this is your time to shine.
Okay, all right, cool.
I just talked for 45 minutes straight. What you're not going to do is do me.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, bet. All right,
so, it's your time to shine. Stand up.
So, with that being said, I'm going to get into the whole Lil Boosie. And like I said, I ain't the biggest fan of Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying? I think
that's how you go into the
room
and shop up?
Yeah, I'm going into it just like this. I ain't the biggest fan of Lil Boosie.
All right, y'all. So this is World Famous Chop Up, where we sit down.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
his infamous life.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about them titties. Show them titties.
So look, all right. So this is the World Famous Chop Up. This is the part of the show where I like to talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? On what I've been like, you know, kind of tripping on the last week, and I've jotted down and we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into it. So as early in the show, Smooth, who still has a BlackBerry, and I guess he's tight because he wasn't able to, you know, get his rocks off this week. Saw something on YouTube, a clip of Lil Bootsy's Instagram. So
I've seen the whole shit, Dave. I spent at least an hour watching that shit.
So check it. You know what I'm saying? Like, as anybody knows who listens to the World Famous Chop Up, I'm a music guy. I like the music first. You know what I'm saying? Character part later. So anyway, I'm just saying Lil Boosie is cool. But I ain't the biggest fan musically. You know, he's had a couple joints here and there. But I will say this, you know, the more he's let his personality come out, he's starting to be more known for just his personality more than his music. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool in this type of area, you know, atmosphere that we're in right now. So anyway, long story short, with everybody quarantining and at the house and can't go out, especially, you know, all the strip clubs are shut the fuck down, all the bars are shut the fuck down. So especially if you're in the South, you're in a place like Atlanta, you got to be tight. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the perks of living in Atlanta, going to the fucking titty bar and fucking kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know how the South, they get ass naked. You know what I'm saying? I know that from firsthand experience from my times in Miami, from my times in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I go down there, I got to make sure that I frequent one of the clubs and have a good time. But anyway, so it's a lot of, like, I think people, like, just at the house, like, what the fuck, man? I can't even see, you know, unless I put on a porn or go to a porn site or whatever, I can't even see nothing. So here comes Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying? So Lil Boosie, I think, smart dude was just like, you know what? Let's get this shit popping. And, you know, everything's digital now. So the thing that I only saw, like, one or two clips of it, but it was funny. I had to put it into my bunker of my fellas, and we had to chat about it. But anyway, so Boosie, you know, it was like, you know, cash at the hoes. Like, you know, like whoever one of my, you know, whoever, you know, if you, so Smooth, just to explain it for you, if you're on Instagram, you can do what's called Instagram Live, right? So say, for instance, you follow me on Instagram, and then you'll get a notation on your phone like, oh, Mo Ben is live now, or Lil Boosie live now. So when that happens, now you can just go there, and you, wherever Lil Boosie is, you know what I'm saying, you into the speed, so you're seeing everything, and you're just seeing all the people that's commenting and everything, and you talking, or he at some place, and he explaining something, or whatever, telling people how he feel. So anyway, I guess, like, the little chick that's following him, you know what I'm saying, he like, yo, who trying to show something, you know what I'm saying, I got Cash App, you know what I'm saying, pop it open, you know what I'm saying, so then you might see somebody, like, all right, it's with my little follower, she cute, boom, you know what I'm saying, and you can do something where, like, now, you see Bootsy and you see whoever he put in. So, like, say, for instance, I'm talking to you right now, and you was following me, and I'm like, all right, you, like, you know, plug me in or whatever. So I plug you in. So now the camera's on me and the camera's on you. So now Lil Boosie, he got the hoes, and it was like two that I saw. He was like, all right, what y'all trying to do? You know what I'm saying? So he just got it. He got it. He got it. you know, he got it popping, you know what I'm saying? So the chicks was like, all right, Cash App it, and whatever you want to do, I want to do it. So he was just getting it popping. So and then it started, like, I, you know, because I don't follow Boosie on IG, but on Twitter, I was on Twitter, and I saw Boosie is trending, so I, you know, I click on, like, you know, Boosie trending, and they're like, yo, Boosie's IG is popping right now, go to it. So I went to it, and sure enough, you know what I'm saying, basically had a strip club on Instagram. Now, here's the thing, what you were saying, like, on YouTube and on Instagram, they can't show nudity. Like, Twitter's wide the fuck open. That's why I said, Smooth, you should at least get Twitter, man, if nothing else.
Never.
All right, man, you're missing out, though. So, but on YouTube and Instagram, you can't show nudity. So they was letting them live, you know what I'm saying? But what happens is, if nobody reports you, of course, you can just keep going. But then the minute somebody reports, so some hater was in the goddamn lives, and probably reported it, and then that shit goes to Instagram, and then, you know, they'll, like, they can freeze your account or say, like, if you don't chill, we're going to suspend your account. So that's what happened. So Boosie, the funny part about Boosie, he was like, what's everybody like? Yeah, damn, Boosie, like, what's up, man? Your lives been holding us down. You know, that's why we all locked up in a quarantine. You know, your lives is popping. So he like, you know, I got to chill. I'm waiting on, you know, they told me I was going to get suspended if I show some more nudity. So I wanted to ask him, like, if the chicks is shaking ass or, you know, doing what they do, you know, and it's no nudity, and can I live? So I think he's good on that. But he was saying he's waiting for the people to get back to him. But, you know, so that's that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Boosie. Like I said, his lives is popping. You know what I'm saying? But my favorite live is, shout out to my girl. I didn't shout her out, man. Ari Lennox, man. To me, she got the dopest vibe. I like to just go to her thing, and she just be chilling, chopping up. I just like her vibe. So, you know, shout out to the live. Those really popping. So,
man, shout
know,
out to them titties and them pussy eaters. Fuck all that.
Yeah. And that's why I got to give it to Boosie. Boosie was getting that shit crunk, and them chicks respect Boosie. You know what I'm saying? I like. You know, chicks respect that raw shit, too. I just noticed that. You know what I'm saying? The raw you getting, just more you just yourself totally. You know, respect that, man. So they was feeling him. You know what I'm saying? So they was, and then he was cash-tapping him. Like, shit. He was like, all right, well, how much it's going to cost? Boom, boom, boom. All right. And then he was negotiating, too, like, all right, how about this? And they like, how about this? And then he like, all right, do it. Boom. And then, you know, they'll set it out, I guess, on his IG Live. So shout out to Bootsy, you know what I'm saying? Keeping everybody entertained in this quarantined times, you know what I'm saying? Especially right now, and the shit, well, switching gears a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been following, like I said, the Trump Twitter feeds and his fucking press conferences and shit like that. So today I was kind of, I was a little tight. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm
question,
like, damn.
How is that chloroquine working out for you?
What you mean by that?
My memory long, nigga.
What you mean? Well, no, elaborate. What you mean when you say that? So I can answer your question properly.
I could have sworn I told you. Because you were talking about they were going to bring that shit to New York. Y'all going to be working on that shit.
Well,
and what did I say?
Okay.
I said, no, nigga. The report already came out. That shit don't work. And what happened?
Well, no.
They start dying. Left and right. Whee!
Well, all right. So from what I gathered, it's like 1,001 New Yorkers who, I guess, who have the quarantine virus that volunteered to do it, and it's still in litigation, which means, I guess, it's still being tested. They're still waiting on the results, stuff like that. But what I will say was, I mean, I ain't going to say I was disappointed because, I guess, you know, Trump had kind of hyped it up. So I was like, oh, fuck, maybe it's a good chance because people are starting to get cabin fever. What I mean is this. So Trump was like, oh, you know, Easter, you know what I'm saying? I want to get everybody back to work and, you know, get everything back and running. So I'm like, all right, let me pace myself for Easter. I mean, I'm still pacing myself regardless. But today, he, you know, I guess he was like, yo, you know, had to kind of meet with the powers that be and, you know, they had to bring me the numbers and the different scientists and the different doctors and all this other shit. So from that, what was going to be Easter, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because that's most jobs. Go ahead.
It was never going to be Easter, man.
I know.
Never going to be Easter. See, like, at the end of the day, it's a leader's job to give you false hope.
Facts.
Even if you know he's lying. You know what I'm saying? You know he's lying. Everybody's like, he's lying. You know it, but guess what? As long as he say it, as long as that motherfucker don't say, man, look, the ship is sinking.
Hope.
As long as motherfuckers don't tell you the ship is sinking, there's hope.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had motherfucker said, all right, Easter. People start looking towards Easter. And then guess what?
Yeah.
You slowly start to push it back.
So, you know, that's interesting because, you know, and like I said, I can't speak on because I think it's still a little slightly different in different different from state to state. You know what I'm saying? So state to state, each governor is kind of, you know, reporting to Trump. And I guess, you know, as they get the different results for, you know, who's infected and who's showing, you know, signs of critical condition where they could die and, you know, and then how's our supplies, you know, how many tests and all the other stuff that we need to do the test if we get a major spike. So I guess he's kind of like monitoring that state by state. So I can't speak on each state, but just speaking on New York, which has the most cases, damn, so I'm thinking to myself, we got the most cases, we could be out the longest, which is kind of crazy. So now, you know, I'm thinking, the couple hustles that I have, you know, both things was like, all right, 2 weeks, we're going to see how I look. So 2 weeks, that was kind of right on par for the whole Easter thing. So I was thinking, like, all right, let's see what goes down. But now they done push it to April 30th. You know what I'm saying? So I can't speak on the other states, but if they're saying just follow the guidelines of whatever your state is, whatever the current guidelines is, just be extended to April 30th. So if that's for New York City, that means that's another, you know, like a whole nother month, which is kind of perfect timing in a way. You know what I'm saying? I just say that to say this. I mean, people, of course, want to get back to like a regular, to their livelihoods and whatever they do. You know, it's the springtime. It's not summer just yet. You know, March was already a wash, and I guess April's going to be a wash too. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, man. So now I'm just looking at the long game. And like I was saying before, earlier in the show, when we was going over our weeks, I'm just taking it as an opportunity, of course, Smooth, just to answer your question. Of course, my wife is super anal with this whole shit. I'm a little bit more lax, and I guess I shouldn't be, but my wife is super anal. So, of course, everything is Lysol down, and we got all of our fucking supplies and shit. We just went to the grocery store, you know, Saturday, and we still got our hand sanitizer and all that shit. But long story short, remember, you know, just to bring you all around the court, I did say that my wife's got a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? So the good thing is, this is the perfect opportunity to get rid of all the excess shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my wife's working from home, I'm working from home, so she ain't got no choice. But so, you know, you got to take the good with the bad with the good. So, you know, I'm coping through it. So that, you know, so that's that. So I was a little, you know, I ain't gonna say I was disappointed because, you know, like you said, it's a job of the politician to be a leader, give false hope. But I was like, God damn, Trump. You know what I'm saying? I was counting. Like, I was like, all right, let me see if you can make this shit happen. But, you know, this shit's going to get pushed back. So, you know, we just got to deal with it, man. So, you know, like I said, I got to just take advantage of this opportunity we have at the home, you know, to just get everything totally on point. So that's that. Big shout outs to Dr. Dre. I saw this on Twitter. He was trending. The Chronic. You know what I'm saying? Probably top three. I was going to say top five, but I would put top three, you know, rap albums of all time. You know what I'm saying? That was Snoop Dogg's debut. Dr. Dre just left N.W.A., you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, The Chronic dropped. And what was that? That summer, 91 or something like that, 91, 92? 91, I would say. And that shit just, you know, ain't number the G thing. And, you know, all them hits, it was just, you know, just some fly West Coast shit. But anyway, long story short, that's been inducted into the Library of Congress, you know what I'm saying, which means that shit will be forever, you know what I'm saying, as far as the United States. You know what I'm saying? So you go to the United States and you look up, you know, the late 20th century, you're going to see, you know, Dr. Dre the Chronic, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be studied upon in history books and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Dr. Dre, man, and Snoop Dogg, man. That was a great album. So it's good to see that that's going to be forever in American folklore. So shout out to that. And then speaking of music, too, I want to shout out Tory Lanez. I'm not the biggest fan of Tory Lanez, but he did drop this album that was kind of cool. But he's going to be executive producing Lil Kim's new project. And I just wanted to shout out Kim, man, because her last project was good. You know what I'm saying? I always talked about it on a couple of shows a few months ago. But, you know, I had to say it like this to, you know, a couple of my fellas in our chat room on Instagram. Like, Kim got a lot of, like, hoe in her. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime hoe. You know what I'm saying? Which, when I say that, I mean, she still got some game to spit out. You know what I'm saying? But she just needs the right pimp, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Ever since Big died, she's been a little, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like she's just been searching. And I think, you know, that last project she did got some people looking like, okay, Kim still got it, you know, somewhat. You know what I'm saying? She just needs maybe a little bit more leadership. And Tory Lanez is hot, you know, out of Toronto, you know what I'm saying? And so that could be that. I'm kind of interested in seeing 13 that.
13 years that. Later.
Yeah, 30 years later, right? But Kim, she still got something to her. I wouldn't say Kim's washed, because her last project, I'm telling you, it was dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kim. You know what I'm saying? She got my respect back. You know what I'm saying? I think with Nicki, kind of, you know,
granny porn from time to time too. Yeah.
I ain't gonna go that far. And shout out to Kim. You know, Kim was the.
You
got to give it up. Kim is the whole reason why these chicks exist now. Yeah. So she, you know, everybody got to give it up to Kim, because up until that point, you know, black women were scared to even suck cock. You know what I'm saying? And Kim made it cool. So, bro,
but I'm holding there sucking dick out there, boy.
So, and then speaking of the coronavirus that we were talking about earlier, that's just the topic of everybody's conversation. And speaking of Houston, well, we wasn't speaking on Houston, but, you know, some rap shit. It's ironic, man, that Slim Thug and Scarface test positive for the coronavirus. So those are the first rappers to kind of test positive for the coronavirus. But so hopefully they're good, man. Hopefully they make a full recover. Slim Thug, you know, he had a statement saying he felt fine and he was taking all the necessary precautions and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Wearing the gloves and wearing the mask and shit, and he still caught it. So, and then Scarface, you know, I didn't really hear no statement from him. But I saw, like, breaking news, Scarface test positive. So it seemed like everybody's testing positive for that shit. So it's almost kind of like if you get it, how you don't have it no more. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be, like, what really is going to be, I guess, looked upon in these next 30 days while everybody's still quarantined. So, you know, so that's that. And then speaking of, you know, saying the Senate, you know, they had the 96-0 vote to approve the stimulus package. And then the Democrats, I think, was holding up. They was negotiating, I guess, how it was going to go down and shit like that. But, you know, it passed through the House of Representatives as well, which means the stimulus package is going to come out in about 3 weeks. Now, according to listening to Trump's press conference today, he said, you know, he was like, you know, happy that the stimulus package was approved, because that's what he wanted. But he said he didn't approve on, I guess, one of the parts he had to just let go because, you know, I guess the people that was opposing to him wanted this in a thing was they wanted the states to control the distribution of the funding. Like, Trump wanted to just be federal, y'all get it, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? One time, boom, everybody get it basically at the same time. Probably would have been like, kind of, I don't know if y'all remember when George W. Bush, he had, like, he won the election and gave everybody like $300. I don't know if y'all remember that, but everybody got like $300 just out the blue because he won the election. You know what I'm saying? So I think Trump was going to do it like that. But for the shit to go through, they was like, nah, we need to have it on the state level. So Trump's whole thing was like, I'm kind of pissed off about that shit because, you know, a lot of these state level shits, they're not up to date. It's still like old ass 30-year-old systems. And he was like, the shit could be lackadaisical and people, you know what I'm saying, might not get their money when they should be getting it. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, basically saying, don't blame me.
For the small business loan? What part are we talking about?
We talking about the going to the people. You know what I'm saying? So the people, you know.
No.
I heard this earlier.
Go ahead. Let me tell you something.
All right.
There's one thing about how the checks are going to be distributed that you need to understand. The checks are being distributed through the IRS. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have a valid Social Security number and you paid your taxes in the year 2018 and the year 2019, which means you paid your 2018 taxes in 2019 and you paid your 2019 taxes in 2020, that's how the checks are going to be sent to you as far as via direct deposit is concerned. If they have to mail it to you, then they're going to mail it to the address that it was your refund check was mailed to. You see what I'm saying? So the distribution is being handled through the IRS.
So yeah. I don't know then. I don't know what Trump is, because I definitely listened to this. So, and, you know, shout out to you, because that's some information that I heard from my wife, too, because we've been, you know, monitoring the situation and shit. But then Trump did say, you know what I'm saying, and my wife was right here because we was listening to it right before we, you know, we did the show. It was something that he was saying that it's state to state on some shit. So basically what that was cold for me, like, anytime, don't blame me because they wanted it to go, you know, instead of it being federal to be distributed by the state. So I don't know what's – I don't know why he said that. And
that might
be
like for the small business loans type shit.
There's
all type of different things going to happen, but the people is being paid to the IRS. The small business loans, you know, they would have to, you know, get with the state government, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. Well, what you said, it did make a lot of sense. And like I said, my wife definitely co-signed that because she told me the same thing. So I was just, you know, relaying how I had heard it from, you know, Trump and shit. But hopefully it sounds like you're right, because that just makes the most sense. I mean, it's logical, you know what I'm saying? So so we'll see if that goes through. So for all my basketball heads, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to B-Balls. Like, people have kind of forgotten shit. It's been so long, you know what I'm saying? Football, you know, had some splash because, you know, a lot of, like, free agent moves that happened. Shout out to Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Bucks. That's going to be interesting. But on the basketball tip, ain't nothing happening. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we still get the playoffs whenever this shit, you know, is handled. You know, some business moves was I thought was kind of interesting is the Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, you know, the coach, what's his name? Fucking Doc Rivers. Anyway, they play in the same arena as the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, which is Staples Center. But way back in the day, I'm talking about in the 80s, early 90s, when you had the Showtime Lakers, when you had my man Magic and, you know, James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Pat Riley was coaching them. They played in the Great Western Forum, which is probably one of my favorite stadiums. I've never been there, but just the whole aura of it was just dope. It's in Inglewood, California. It's kind of like, you know, in a slight kind of, I wouldn't say the hood, but, you know, it's Inglewood. So you got some hood parts in Inglewood, but then you got where the Great Western Forum is. But long story short, to my knowledge, it was owned by the same people that own the Knicks, which is the Dolan family. And long story short, I guess they just came to an agreement because Steve Ballmer, who's the owner of the Clippers, wants to get his own arena, you know, separate from the Lakers so they can have their own thing going. So basically, a deal was just done, and he purchased the Great Western Forum from the Dolan family, which is the Madison Square Garden company. And now, you know, I would just hope they would renovate the Great Western Forum, because I think it's just a classic thing, but, you know, everything is so new school, new wave. Yeah, he going to tear this shit down and build some state-of-the-art fucking futuristic type shit. So, but the Great Western Forum, it was always a classic arena to me. You know what I'm saying? That's like old school basketball. Just take me back to the 80s and when I first started watching it. But that was interesting. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
But, you know, it makes no sense to keep it the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
financially, it makes no sense due to maintenance. You see what I'm saying? So, fuck it, go and tear that bitch down.
Build it up. I wish they could just build it. You know, because what I'm saying is I think we're losing some of that classic architecture. You know what I'm saying? To me, if you look at the way it looks, it was just a classic. And then the name, you know what I'm saying? Great Western Forum, I just thought it was dope. But, you know, it's 2020, so all the corporations buy the name rights, and they have the contract for 5-10 years, and that's why you see so many just fucking arenas now. It's just the company that sponsor them. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, miss the old times when it was the Great Western Forum, and now it's going to be fucking Microsoft Arena or some shit now, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Especially him owning it. It's going to probably be called the Microsoft Arena. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
Pornhub,
so
man.
Now. Yeah. Well, Pornhub was trying to buy the Miami Heat Arena. I don't know if it went, you know, I don't think they got it, but they was definitely
the right Pornhub in that bitch.
Yeah.
Pornhub
Arena.
Right.
That shit would be dope. That shit would be dope. And speaking of porn, too, I thought something was interesting. So I think it was something interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's always the white lesbian shit that be the first ones to get their shit off. You know what I'm saying? So I was peeping some shit. Like, so check it, right? I'm quarantining. Me and my wife is quarantining. We're running out of shit to watch, to be honest with you. I told you, me and my wife, we watch our reality shows and shit. Shout out to The Wire. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife was resisting me. I was like, yo, you got to get down with this. She's like, nah, I don't like all the violence and all that other. She, I'm like, yo, this shit is different. So anyway, long story short, I finally convinced her. So my wife is starting to be all in on a wire. Shout out to, speaking of gay dudes, the only gay dude to get a little pass from me is Omar, man. Like, that's the only cool gay dude on TV that I was like, all right, you gay, but I ain't just turning the TV when I see you. But you
Omar
know,
was a snitch.
So
Omar
anybody
was a snitch and a
watch the wire, okay. Know what I'm talking about when I say Omar. But yeah, but speaking of, so anyway, so I'm kind of running out of shit to watch. Watching the wire. We done caught up on all the Love and Hip Hops, the Black Ink Crews, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we caught the fuck up, right? So I'm like, fuck, we need something else to watch. So she got Hulu, right? So we watching some shit. Shout out to this one show. It's this, I don't know if any of y'all got Hulu, but I'm watching this one. And if you want to see where I kind of come from a little bit, where, you know what I'm saying, it's this show on Hulu. It's called, I don't even know the fuck the name of it, but it's got Kerry Washington in it, right? It was kind of interesting. Is she just Kerry Washington? The reason why it's kind of cool. She played this. I love me some Kerry Washington, but she played
you talking
this.
About
the new show? Yeah, you seen it?
No, I ain't watched it. But you talking about her and Reese Witherspoon is in the fucking
video.
Yeah,
check that shit out. Yeah, it kind of started off kind of slow and it's kind of weird, but we didn't kind of watch it. So yeah, it's called Little Fires Everywhere. But anyway.
Right.
The town is Shaker, and that's one town over from where me and my wife basically where we grew up, which is Cleveland Heights. But Shaker, I used to go to Shaker all the time because they had some females out there I used to like to roll through. But you'll see the dynamic, and you'll see how like Cleveland, the way it's set up, is like either real suburban, real dope, nice suburban, or it's like down the way kind of hood, East Cleveland type shit. But anyway, it's a cool thing, and it takes place in '97, so it's like a the time that I was kind of like, you know, I just had graduated, but it's just interesting. You know what I'm saying? You can see the dynamic, the black-white dynamic, and that's the shit that that I come from. But anyway, so it's, you know, if you get a chance, Shaker Heights. I used to fuck with, you know, fuck around over there, play some tennis over there. You know what I'm saying? It's a cool, bougie-ass neighborhood, but it was kind of just interesting. But anyway, the thing that caught my attention, the reason why I even brought this up was, I'm watching Hulu. This is the first time I'm getting used to Hulu. You know what I'm saying? So I watch most of my shit on Netflix. I'm used to Netflix platform and the way they do stuff. But anyway, Hulu, I'm watching and they show a fucking commercial and it's for Adam and Eve. I don't know if you hit, but Adam and Eve is like a lesbo.
I still got.
Yeah, you hit to
them? I get an email every fucking day from Adam and Eve. Like at least 10 of them. They be cramming the fuck out you, boy.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, look at them. They just had a straight up commercial. I never seen a porn commercial just on some regular TV shit. Like, so they was just like, and it's like,
no,
you know,
they used to have it at late night though. Remember the late night had me commercials. Remember that shit?
No, that's for anybody who's watching.
Way back when
you
still had the Spice Channel and shit. Matter of fact, nigga Adam and Eve got infomercials.
Oh, okay. See, I ain't, you know,
yeah,
they
got the
little
infomercials.
Watching TV. Okay, yeah. So, like, you know, I ain't been on no cable shit in a minute. So everything I've been watching has been through my fucking, you know, through my Roku shit. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? But they'd always gonna be the first ones. It's always gonna be some white lesbian companies got to like be the first ones because that's the ones that's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But let it be some old just black ratchet shit. No, hell no. You know what I'm saying? But that's the first ones to kind of get their door in and so I thought that was interesting. So yeah, if you get to check that shit out.
Shout out to,
you know,
Pornhub for having that free month of premium during the coronavirus.
The premium.
The coronavirus special. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
The corona. That's what they call it. Yeah, that shit made the news. The coronavirus special. You get a free month all April premium for free.
Maybe you can put me on because I don't know. I mean, shout out to Pornhub. Shout out to X Video. What the? Because that shit is always free. Whatever you type in, whatever actress or whatever you. You could always just find the shit, but I'm like, it's free. So what does premium even do?
Oh, it's not free. Trust me, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit you don't see because you on the free shit.
The free shit.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to expand to get to that exclusive shit.
I'm like, what the premium? Mm-hmm. But all right.
Yeah. Fuck a 20 minute clip, man. just get
the whole movie.
Just
movie.
Download that
okay,
bitch
that's
so you can
premium.
Watch it later on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So that's what the premium is. All right, because I'm like, what the fuck else? I'm like, this shit is free already. But anyway, I guess that's how they make their money. I guess that's why they make it free. And if you want to step your game up, go with the premiums. Okay, I get it. Business 101. So that's pretty much it. And speaking of, I'm going to say to make this announcement too, because as I've been cleaning up, I'm getting rid of a lot of shit. And, you know, I was never a hoarder, but I was a collector. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of like just classic, just joints, you know what I'm saying? But they're DVDs. So what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to shot this out like at the end of the chop up, different joints I'm going to promote on the Twitter feed. And if
what's
you
the
definition
of a joint? What the fuck is a joint? What does that mean?
What you mean?
Like, what does it mean when you say joint? Like, I don't get it. Like, we talking porn, we talking regular movies, but what we talking about?
Oh, no. Porn.
I would say porn, then.
What's
wrong with you?
Yeah, all right. So, look, I got, going through my shit, I got a nice little collection of porn DVDs. Like, dope shit. Vintage joints, mint condition. I mean, it's like some old... When we used to collect baseball cards or whatever back in the day, it's kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? I kept my shit on point. So anyway, I'm gonna start promoting them. I'm gonna start putting them out there on the Twitter feed. And if people want to get at me, I'm gonna shut up the Cash App, holler at me, boom, boom, boom. I ship it to you, and there we go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start doing that. Start next week. What's up?
Look, I still got VHS boxes that ain't been opened with my porn in it. And I'd rather die than get my porn up.
Okay, or you keep your library intact. I'm like, hey, I'll keep the classics.
God damn it. Motherfucker, like, what you going to do with all that porn? None of your fucking business.
Well, look, holla at
me. Still in a rapper.
Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Still got
like,
the
1995
on that bitch.
I got some joints, and I'm going to start putting it up there. And like I said, getting back. You and Black made a good point. We got to bring the sexy back to the show, especially when we got all this fun.
I brought that shit up last week, nigga. Fine, look,
I got some extra time on my hands. So now, when I start promoting these little joints, these little movies, DVDs, I'm gonna start tagging these different actresses and see if I can get something going, and we can get them on the show. So I'm gonna really try to make that my business to really get on point. That I got.
Yeah, it was. He said something last week, but you know, just to say, like, I was going through the numbers and looking at the show titles and which ones had the best numbers, and those were the ones who had the best numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all kind of giving back what they're looking for.
I got that. So yeah, go ahead. So Black, you know what I'm saying? I talk my shit. We got about 4 minutes left. You want to add to anything or do some housekeeping?
Man, I ain't got nothing to talk about, man. I mean, I'm just sitting here enjoying y'all conversation about this craziness going on.
Look, I ain't had sex in a long time.
Well, I'm finna shut down for two weeks. Like, I mean, probably for the whole month of April because I don't have time. Like, you know, when you got people coming to your house to visit, you don't know where the hell they done been at and who they been around. And, you know, it's like, okay, my main little buddy, he done got on my bad side. So I'm about to shut down for the month of April, and we just going to be in this little house. Walmart, you know, they deliver groceries. Now, the plus side is that, you know, I paid like $98 for the whole, for 12 months. And $98 gives me, you know, free food deliveries as long as my food is over $30, right? That's the good part. And then they got on there where you can have them bring all of your groceries to the door. And you don't even have to, you know, interact with them. So, you know, you do have that. And I normally, honestly... I let my groceries, like, sit outside for about 15, 20 minutes before I go bring them in the house just to, you know.
What's that going to do? Anything's going to just melt off.
Right, like, I just leave them out there for a minute. So that's the good thing. The bad part is that, you know, you may not always get what's on your list. So if they can substitute it for, like, maybe a different brand but the same thing, they will.
Man.
And then whatever's out of order would just be out of order. So it's not really, like, the same thing as going to the store, but it beats you having to go out. So I'm okay with that, and that's how we've been surviving lately. But, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and go into this full shutdown for the month of April and just go to work. I'm not spending any money unless it has to be spent, and that's just that on that. You know, I mean, just save your money because guess what? All of the furniture, all of this stuff is going to be there when you get ready to come out of whatever you're doing. And more than likely, they're going to have real good sales when you get ready to come out. So I have the essential things that I need in my household, and that's all that matters. I'm shutting down for April. I don't have, you know, listen, we ain't got there. You ain't moved in before now. You don't need to move in. And that's all good. It's fair to be being my boys on a straight shutdown for April. No visitors.
Yeah, I'm like, as long as we can hopefully get back up in May, you know what I'm saying, when it starts to really get warm. I'll sacrifice.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Might be too good to be under quarantine. This ain't right.
I'm already
in the house all the time now, but I normally will, like, you know, I'll have company or something, but I'm just like, look, we finna cut all of that out going forward. So, you know, no company, no company for April. I'm just chilling out. I don't need to rekindle.
I just wanted to say that because we are in a real life purge right now, and like Trump said, it's the invisible enemy. You know what I'm saying? This is some purge shit, man. Like I said, I lost my pops last week. The cousin I was telling you about that I said, you know, my favorite cousin that called me. You know what I'm saying? Giving his condolences. He just lost his mom on Friday, a week after I lost my pop. So it's real out here, man. So anybody that's sickly, elderly, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, look out for them, you know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely real. It's like the earth is just purging, you know what I'm saying?
And I got cold sweats.
Hey, I hope you're good, Smooth. You know, I'm going to say some, you know,
I ain't good,
so
I ain't get the fuck wrong with you. I got cold sweats, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Well,
2 seconds, guys. We'll see you same time, same place. Peace.
All right, everybody be safe and peace, peace, peace. Next week.